Pirates and Mets at Citi Field. There's Elias Diaz starting in place of Francisco Cervelli behind the plate. Diaz with only one career RBI entering the game, but that would change with one swing of the bat in the fourth.
1-0 pitch. Hit in the air well, left center field. That was a slider. That ball taking off and booms up against the wall. Two runs already in. Racing around McCutchen. He's being waved, and he'll score standing up on a double. A three RBI double from a guy who wasn't even in the lineup 90 minutes ago. The Pittsburgh Pirates now on top 4-2. And the pitch to Duda launched in the air, deep to right field. He's got his second homer of the game and his second one up into the Coca-Cola corner. Lucas Duda with well over 800 feet worth of home runs in this game. His second of the night, his 10th of the year. Gerrit Cole is totally frustrated on the mound for the Pirates, and the Mets now have 5 runs in here in the 5th inning, and they lead it 7-4. Diaz 1-for-2, first pitch, fastball driven in the air to left, pretty deep. Conforto going back, this might go, and it's gone! A 3-run homer for Elias Diaz. He wasn't even in the starting lineup. He's now driven in 5 runs, and the Pirates have come right back to take an 8-7 lead.
That's really something. And actually, the 3-run double, right, and the 3-run homer. So this is a guy that, again, didn't have an RBI ever coming into this one. I checked that. He had 1 last year and 6 at-bats. So he has gone from 1-7 total.
2-2 on the way to Conforto. A little pop-up, shallow right. Harrison charging out, still going, reaches out, and makes a diving catch. What a play by the second baseman, Josh Harrison, in a basic full-out sprint into shallow right field. With his back to the infield, he reached out, hit the deck, and came up with a baseball. A brilliant catch by Harrison, and the inning is over. The 0-2 on the way. Breaking ball hit in the air to deep right center. Granderson going back at the track, at the fence, and it is gone. A home run to the opposite field by Josh Harrison. So it's his 3rd hit of the night, his 7th home run of the year, and the Pirates now have a 12-7 lead.
The Pirates take it 12-7, your final. Terry Collins' squad has now dropped 3 in a row. Here's the skipper talking after Friday's loss.
You look at the 4th inning, you know, he had a leadoff hitter 0-2 and walked him. But, I mean, innings 2 and 3, he was good. Inning 5, he was very good. 3 pitches in inning 5. You know, that was, you know, when you talk about up and down, tonight was one of those things. And with our situation, I told Dan, I said, let's see if we can get us at least a couple outs in this next inning so we don't have to burn anybody else in the pen. And, you know, the leadoff homer and then the walk in McCutchen, we had to go get him.
Tony.
Terry, you just touched on it, and we've asked you different variations of this throughout the season, but when you're talking about those bullpen decisions you have to make, how difficult is that when night after night you're asking for 12 outs?
Yeah, Tony, that's the tough part. That's, you know, that's why we've said it. When our, you know, our starter gets us at least into the 7th inning, you know, we can get matchups you want to have. You got a guy that maybe get an inning here and an inning there, or, you know, like I said tonight, if they had something started, you'd use Jerry for a guy. But Paul's been great. He's been pitched absolutely great. I don't know what happened tonight, but. Dan and I talked about it on the bench. I said he's got to be able to get us one more, and we couldn't do it. And so now tomorrow we got to figure out. Certainly we'll have Salas back tomorrow, but Ramirez won't be available, and I'm not sure. I'll see how Paul's feeling, but he threw 30 some pitches tonight. So,
Mark.
I mean, at what point are these performances by the starters just not good enough? I mean, to be 5 innings a night and all that, like, I mean, how do you not lose your mind watching this all the time, every night?
Mark, these are our, right now, these are the guys that have to get it done. They have track records of getting it done. You ask them, you got to step up. You know, when you need them, they got to rise. And, we got to get, and I get the confidence thing with Matt. I understand it all, but, you know, we've got to get this guy in a place where, you know, as we get into the summertime, we feel confident that he can get us deep into a game. And I mean, coming off his last start, and you're figuring, hey, you know, this is going to be a good outing for him. And when he got out of the first inning, and then had innings two and three, I thought, you know what, he's going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, inning four, didn't make pitches.
Matt Harvey went five, but gave up six runs and walked four as the Mets drop one to the Pirates on Friday night. Harvey earned a no decision. He then talked to reporters about his start.
It's just location. Yeah, I felt good the entire game. There's, you score seven runs, you should win the ball game. And, from the first inning on, it was kind of a battle with location, but other than that, it was just not my night.
You have any reason why that was tonight, especially after the last start that you had?
No, just location. Wasn't able to execute when I got ahead of guys. I wasn't able to put them away. And a good hitting ball club like that, you got to be able to do that.
Yeah, Matt, lead the pitching here is for a long time. Then what's carrying the team and push the team? How disappointing is it that right now the rotation is hurting the team? Haven't gotten deep into games.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going out there trying to give up runs. It's that's not the case. It's like we've all said, it's a long season. We've had a rough patch, pitching wise, and we just have to do a better job.
The series continues on Saturday with Tyler Glasnow taking the mound for the Pirates against Robert Gsellman for the Mets.